Hi, everybody. Welcome back to a brand new season.
Season three
of Below Dexperts. We can finally say, like, seasons. Oh, my gosh. Our third season covering the original Below Deck, which we have not covered yet, obviously.
Yeah.
So pretty exciting. Welcome back if you are obviously coming back. But if you're new, welcome. We are two siblings that try to be funny.
If you can't tell, we're very tired. It's been a long week.
I'm so tired.
But welcome. Thank you for being here.
Yes. So I usually have my normal like intro for Below Deck, but I was like, well, it's a new season, so we'll just kind of go off the cuff for today. Obviously, we're covering Below Deck season 11, episode 1. So I figured again, this, because it's like a new season when you introduce one, I don't think we're even going to follow kind of the same format we usually do for normal episodes because we're just getting introduced to the crew basically.
Yeah. And it's just, the first episode is always all over the place.
Yes.
Most of the time you're like, okay, who was that?
Uh-huh.
What the hell is that guy's name? Ben. Yeah. That's it. Okay. He's the one with the man bun.
Got right. Yes. Yeah. So my notes are pretty short.
Yeah.
Because I figured we're just going to be introducing the crew. And then of course the first charter does happen. So we'll talk like briefly about that.
Yeah. Like what is it? Like the first day of the first charter.
But you know what? One of my major notes is this is kind of skipping ahead. But of course I figured we wouldn't do question of the day or anything today either. Cause it's like, what am I going to ask you?
Cool.
Do you know who this person is?
Yeah. It's like name every crewmate. Like,
right.
Without your notes, forget about it.
Yep. But did you notice that at the meal they gave like the description of what it was in like big bold letters at the bottom?
Yeah.
I feel like they took that from us.
They did.
You know what?
They've been watching. And I'll tell you what, Bravo. You can catch these hands if you don't start paying for it, all right? We work really hard on this show.
But no, that was literally my first thought. I was like, wait a minute, we cover the food specifically.
Yeah, you sons of bitches.
Yeah.
And that's our job.
Whose idea was that?
It was ours.
But no, it was really cool. One of our other major notes, again, just jumping into it. It seems like Below Deck, the original Below Deck, has the biggest budget.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were talking earlier.
Yeah.
There's so many like good edits.
Mm-hmm.
It's chopped up.
Yep.
So much, like, just from the shitty editing mind I have, it's just so chopped up, and they use so many different things. There's so much B-roll. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's literally a part where it's, like, a 3-second video of the chef, Anthony, like, doing this, like,
yeah.
When he's stressed out. Like, that takes 3 hours to do.
Yeah.
You gotta get the lighting right. You have to get him in makeup. You have to do all this different shit just for him to go like this.
Uh-huh.
And then take 30 takes of it and then put it in the show for 3 seconds.
Yeah. Wow. That was a lot.
Yeah.
But all in all,
I had a stick of big red gum on the way over here. I'm feeling frisky.
No. Okay. So it's been the longest week ever. Again, off topic, because I got a new puppy. Like less than a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a week tomorrow. And it's been the craziest. Like,
she's fucking adorable.
She's so cute. We'll literally have her in here one time because listening to her on the microphone would be the cutest thing. It would be the cutest thing in the entire world. She's a French bulldog.
You want me to put a picture right here? Do you want to?
Yeah, put a picture right there.
Put it right there.
Oh my God, look at how cute she is.
Lane editing this in an hour and a half.
And gonna forget to put stupid. That picture in there?
Probably.
But no, so she's not even like a bad puppy. She's just a puppy.
Yeah.
So it's like putting in her in her crate, getting her out. She's got to go to the bathroom every hour. She has to learn how to be in a crate. So she's crying and like she's learning the cats and our other dog, Thor. And oh my gosh, she's got so much energy.
She's like a really bad criminal. Like I was here earlier and she was like peeing on a towel you put down.
Yeah.
I was like, hey. And she's like, all right, I know what I did. Yep. I know what I did. Just put me outside. I get it.
She literally does. She's learning. So we credit having another dog with like her learning like potty training so quickly. But now it's like she knows she's not supposed to. So she'll either do it when she's like kind of mad or she doesn't want to be outside because it's so cold. So like in the morning, she's so dramatic. You get her out of her warm little bed and she's like shivering, and then you put her outside and she's like, are you serious right now? When I can just pee in the house?
Yeah.
Like what?
I can pee wherever I want. It's yeah. America.
Yeah, you guys put towels down specifically so I could pee in there. Why would I pee out here? Because it sucks out here.
Because it's like 50 degrees out.
Mm-hmm. So anyways, that's the short little story of why I'm so tired right now. I'm having a drink, and ask Lane. I never drink during the week.
No.
Ever. Rarely even on the weekends anymore.
Yeah. She's a party pooper.
Yeah. But I've had it like a glass of wine every night this week. So I was like, I need something to take the edge off. Oh my god. Okay. Tangent. So anyways, what were we even talking about?
Below Deck, I think.
The editing and how it's editing. Good.
Yeah. Yeah, they use a lot of B-roll, a lot of edited shots. Yes.
And coming from someone who doesn't know editing, I don't know how a TV show is put together. It just looks higher quality. Which is weird, because maybe it's just weird for us. Because we, like, love Med, and we love, like, Sailing Yacht.
Yeah.
But I guess those are definitely spin-offs of this.
Yeah, I feel like we're opposite of most people that watch Below Deck, where, like, they love the original Below Deck, and they're like, all right, this will scratch my itch. I'll watch Med, Down Under, Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get back to, you know, regular Down Under. They're like, oh, crikey.
Yeah. Yeah, no, maybe we are just opposite. I mean, I guess if we'd been watching from the beginning, Below Deck itself, I think, has at least, if this is season 11, I think we just did season 8 of Med. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's three more seasons, right? 9, 10, 11.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so Below Deck was around for 3 seasons before anything else came along.
Yeah.
History lesson. Didn't know if you guys do that. Okay, so let's start with where they're at, which is Granada.
Granada.
It's Granada or Grenada, because some people say Grenada.
Yeah, some people say no, and some people say nar.
Right, right.
You know, it just depends.
It just depends.
It's in Greece,
by the way. So if I'm going to... Grenada is?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Grenada, Greece.
No, it's not.
No.
I was going to say it's a country.
Country in Greece, maybe.
I'm about 95% sure it's a country. And I should have looked this up, guys. If you haven't been here, we don't really... We do the bare minimum on this show.
Okay, well...
Me.
One of us does the bare minimum.
One of us.
The other one knows that Granada is in Greece. Yeah. Figure it out for yourselves.
So anyway, that's where they're at. Which looks beautiful. Captain Carey is our brand new captain. He's never been there before, but he's been to a lot of places. And he was on Adventure, and we did watch that, and I did like it.
Yeah, I liked it.
Anywho, what do we think about Captain?
I think he is going to become another Captain Jason, Captain Sandy.
I literally got Captain Jason vibes.
Yep.
Like, I was like, not as hot, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
But
bald. Comment what that's from. We're not gonna tell you.
I was almost about to say it, so if you know it, then that's the secret word.
Hey, there you go. That's the secret word.
Yeah,
so what that's from.
You're welcome, guys. We gave you the secret word halfway through,
and there's gonna be another one, so you gotta watch the rest.
Oh, Lane's always making sure you're watching till the end.
Watch time.
Okay, I feel the same. I like him. I liked him on Adventure, but I think we'll see more of his personality on this season than we saw on Adventure.
Yeah, I don't remember much from Adventure. I watched like a day and a half.
Same. Mm-hmm. They definitely do like adventures.
What?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding
There's
me?
There's one difference to Below Deck Adventure to, like, any of the other Below Decks is that they do adventures.
They do what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Okay. Should have warned me before you hit me with that.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so the chief stew is Fraser.
I've heard it pronounced both ways.
Fraser?
Yeah.
It might be Fraser.
I don't know.
Was it pronounced both ways on the show?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll just, we'll mix it up because honestly, I'll forget. So probably sometimes I'm going to say Fraser and then probably sometimes I'm going to say Frasier. And that's crazy that those are two separate things. You know what I mean? Language is crazy sometimes.
Yeah, it is really weird. Especially English is nuts.
I know. English is like so dumb.
Like there, and there. Yeah, why?
I know.
Why?
I know. It's crazy.
Who did that?
It's crazy all the stuff we had to learn. Anywho, what do you think about him? I think I like him.
Mm-hmm.
I also, okay, so we didn't say this. I think we said it at the end of last season.
Mm-hmm.
We are not up to date with Below Deck.
No, we're not.
So like how we knew Aisha before we covered Down Under, we mm-hmm. don't know anybody, if that makes sense. We're not all the way caught up on Below Deck because we're like watching in order.
Yeah.
So anyways, we can't give any insight. I know he was on the season last season,
mm-hmm.
but we can't comment on that. I have no idea.
Well, they mentioned he was kind of a pushover and he didn't really, he was a pushover. He didn't stand up to anyone, but that means the same fucking thing. And he said that he let a lot slide in this season. He's not going to,
but he was the chief, Stu.
80% sure.
I'm pretty sure he was too.
Pretty sure.
But yeah, other than that, yeah, from what they showed us, it looked like he was the chief and two of his stews were like fighting all the time.
Yeah, they hated each other. And then I think the only one from last season besides him was Ben.
Okay. So what I've gathered about Ben is that he's like a playboy.
Yeah. Like not as entertaining Luca.
Yes. And you know, he's got the same thing going for him that like Gary has going for
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Like I look at them and I'm like, why do people kind of find you attractive?
I know.
True. That's no, like, I don't mean to sound mean, but I'm like, Luca, you can look at Luca and be like, okay, yeah, he's attractive. Like,
oh yeah.
For sure. But like Gary and this guy, I'm like, I don't see it.
I understand Ben more than Gary. Gary looked like, well, I can be mean because he was
kind of an asshole.
He was a huge asshole.
Yeah.
He looked like a weasel.
I know. An old like, weasel.
Yeah, but he had the confidence of a guy that looks like Luca.
I know. Or hotter.
Yeah. Like, you're not allowed to do that.
I know. It's crazy.
You're not allowed to do that.
I know. It's really what, I guess it goes to show, confidence is key.
Yeah.
So, just be confident. I always think of the movie, the Amy Schumer movie, I Feel Pretty. Where she thinks she turned, like, supermodel pretty. Like, when she looks in the mirror, that's what she sees. But she really looks like Amy Schumer.
Wow.
Have you seen that? It's actually pretty funny.
No, but that's, like, the opposite of Shallow Hal? Or is it the same thing? Did wait, she rip off Shallow Hal?
It's kind of like Shallow Hal, but Shallow Hal was the guy.
Yeah, had the that. Guy saw her as hot.
Yes. Which,
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, what are I'm we even saying?
I'm not a big Amy Schumer fan, if I'm being honest.
But anyways, the whole point of that was that she's super confident because she thinks she looks like, you know, Gigi Hadid or something.
Mm.
And like people like are drawn to that.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, like charisma, you know?
Charisma.
Yep. Barbie. Okay, so now we'll just go through the stews. We have Barbie, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it, it's spelled with an X, Zandy?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say it?
Yep.
Okay. And Cat, right?
It's, there's no other way to say Cat.
Kate.
Yeah, I was going to say Kate, but the joke wouldn't make sense.
Anywho. Should we start with Barbie? What are your thoughts?
I think she's going to complain a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she's a bad person.
That was literally kind of almost exactly what I thought. I was like, I don't dislike her yet, but it's like they want me to.
Yeah. I mean, if the Bravo team followed me around for what, like 2 months, they could make me look like an asshole.
Exactly. And they're showing her like buying these purses and stuff. Cause like she makes a lot of money on her tips. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Why am I supposed to not like that?
Yeah.
That's how I feel, I guess, right now. We'll see how my opinion changes.
We'll see.
But
like, oh, she brought her own sheets.
I know.
Not a bad idea.
I'm like, you know what? I would too. Yeah. What are you going to make me sleep on those Walmart ones you bought?
Yeah.
You're not busting out the expensive ones for the crew.
You're not my dad.
You can't make me sleep on those sheets.
You're not my dad. You can't make me sleep on those sheets.
Exactly. So that's literally my note says, she has nice things, but that's okay for now. Because like, why am...
Yeah.
And anyway, that's my opinion on that.
Well, the other thing too is like, you see that in every season.
Right.
Like, Natalia was probably had the same type of wardrobe.
Hannah too.
Yeah.
Hannah the Chiefs too. The old Chiefs.
Oh yeah, she loved nice things.
Exactly.
That's all she thought about.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was just their thing that they pinned on her for this episode. It's like, well, I make money and I buy Chanel stuff.
Yeah, like, okay, cool. Good for you. Like, I don't hate good you job. For that. Oh, Xandi, the only thing I remember about her is she loves crystals.
Yeah.
And you know what? Good for her, because she said she struggles with anxiety, and, like, nothing worked for her until she found crystals. And I, for one, am happy for her.
Yeah.
So, anywho, that's all I really know about her.
Yeah, I mean, she gets to have her crystals for her anxiety. Yeah. I can't have a live grenade. It's whatever. It's fine.
Then we have Kat, who all I can remember about her is that she started crying.
Yeah.
Because she was... Wait, why did she start crying?
Well, it was all over the place. Basically, a bunch of people were asking her to do stuff.
Yeah.
Like they do to Stews.
To, like they do when you like work a job?
When you like have a job and stuff.
Yep.
Not gonna lie, I'm kind of the same way. Whenever like, someone messages me, they're like, Lane, can you do this? I'm like, fuck off. But, yeah, basically, she just worked a full day of work and then said she couldn't do something for Barbie because she was doing the dishes. I don't know.
I literally think that was basically the story. And then... So she starts crying. We're jumping kind of all over, but this is how I thought we would do the episode, is just talking about individuals. Are you cool with that?
No.
Okay.
Go back to the first thing that happened.
I don't remember.
Captain Jason in a boat. Giving
Captain Jason.
Captain Jason, Jesus Christ. Captain Carey in a boat talking about how cool he is. Yes. No, I'm fine with it. Let's jump around. Who cares?
That was the first thing that happened.
Yeah,
that was the
first thing. Yeah.
Talking about how cool he is.
I watched the episode twice.
Yeah, in the craziness was that this week was, I watched the episode one time and took notes on my phone, which is like rare because like I'll usually have my computer out, but I was just like half in and half out. So sorry, guys.
I kind of like this though. Go through each character and talk about like something crazy they did.
Yeah. Maybe we'll try that format in some episodes.
We'll try it.
Let me know what you guys think.
Yeah.
But it might not work. You just don't know. I think the format we found worked.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously it'll work for this episode because it's the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. We'll have to see.
I mean, we just kind of do what comes natural.
You know, yeah.
We're the Below Deck experts, mm-hmm. Okay? We know everything.
It, like, literally, we set the stage. So, you know.
We're going on tour. I wish.
Anyways. And then the last thing about Kat is that Fraser has to come down there and like console her.
Yeah.
And he's like, she's not gonna last.
Pretty much.
That's what literally what he said. I think I have it written down. Let's see. I said Barbie thinks Kat is slow. That's something that happened too.
Yeah. I forgot to mention that.
And then I said, oh no, now Kat's crying. Fraser's like, she's not going to last. Yeah. So that's what he said.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was joking or not, but.
And before I say this, do we have any other male Stews? There could have been some on the original Below Deck that I don't know about, but besides Fraser and Kyle.
That's a good question. I don't know. Those are the only two I'm aware of.
Those are the only two I know of.
Mm-hmm.
But I like Fraser a lot more than Kyle.
I kind of get that vibe too. That I'm like, he's definitely like more likable.
Yeah, just better.
Mm-hmm. So far,
one episode, just better overall.
Yeah. yeah, I felt the same kind of vibes too. I'm like, I think I'm going to like him. And I was, I'm not going to lie, guys, I was a little bit hesitant for this season. Cause I'm like, we're not going to know a single person. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel a little bit behind. It's like trying to jump in on like a Housewives episode and you don't know any of the Housewives, but like most of them have been going season to season.
Yeah.
So, but I was actually like impressed. Like, I'm like, no, I'm actually looking forward to this now. Cause I was really worried I wasn't going to look forward to it. I was going to be like, oh, I have to watch this, you know?
Yeah.
But no, I liked it. So I'm excited. Okay. So now let's move on to the deck team. Bosun Jared has been a captain before on small boats. Hasn't been a bosun for a while. At least I think they said like 5 years.
I think six.
Yeah, right around there. Thoughts?
My first note that I wrote down was, seems like a guy you wouldn't want to take a brownie from. What are your thoughts on that?
That could be interpreted in a lot of ways. You know, it's like a guy who's offering me like a pot brownie. Is it like a pothead? That's one of the ways you could go with that. Or you could be like, this guy's offering me like a cosmic brownie. What is he, a child? You know, right? And then if it's just like a normal homemade brownie with like fudge on top of it, you'd be like, why has this guy got this in his hand? Right?
Thank you for making my joke funnier.
So which way did you mean?
I meant the pot brownie.
Oh my god, so the first one was right. Yeah, but the other two were good.
That's pretty good, dude.
Thanks.
That's pretty good. Thanks. I feel like you're getting funnier and funnier on this show.
Thank you, that's very nice. Anywho, I said I'm not sure if I like him.
Can I give one of my predictions for this season?
And I was going to say, I think I know what you're going to say, because I think that's what they're leading us up to.
He's gone.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to last. They're setting Ben up to be.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what they did with Luca.
Yeah, but Luca didn't really want it. Ben is trying to get Jared the fuck out of there.
Yeah, that's true. I'm like crying.
Why? Because I gave you a compliment?
No, from my own jokes about the brownies. So, yeah, I feel like that's where they're leading us.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah. He's just, and he hasn't even made, like, major mistakes. It's just that they're, like, that the way that they're editing it is, like, it's so much of a bigger deal than, you know.
That was, like, Below Deck Med Season 7, the original bosun. What was her name? It was like Rain or something. You remember who I'm talking about?
The blonde.
I don't know if she was blonde.
Anywho.
But you know who I'm talking about?
I think. I mean, I...
On the boat house or home or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like the original girl that lasted like an episode or...
Yep.
an episode or two.
Same vibes you get.
Yeah. Where like, they're good at stuff, but they're not a bosun.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to see. That's where they're leading us for sure. So then going to Ben, who's the lead deckhand, what do we think about him?
Tool bag.
Yeah, I think it's so weird because it's like I can see where... I keep burping, sorry.
You're gonna throw up? What's going on?
The first one was like fine, and the second one's is like, oh my god, it's a little excessive, like stop, you know. So I feel like they're leading us to not like Jared, like Ben. But
yeah, and I'm
but
the
it's
opposite.
Like well, I'm like, I don't really like either one of them right now. Like, it's like they want me to like Ben and think he's hot. And I'm like, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I don't like the spray tan Gary. I don't like it.
It's literally kind of, yeah.
It's I know it's not a spray tan, but.
I don't get it. So I'm indifferent about both of them right now, I guess, is what I'm saying.
I like Jared. I feel like me and Jared could have a beer, but I wouldn't want him as my bosun.
No.
As of right now.
First thoughts. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. First thoughts.
First thought. Sunny, the girl?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
She's going to be a problem.
You think? I was literally going to say I don't remember a single thing about her.
Her one thing was like, I can't remember the line, but it was
she thinks Ben's
like,
hot. She's, like, attracted to him. And I'm like, oh, my God, girl, what?
Like, one of the first things she says is, like, I don't like drama, but I love men.
Mm.
It's like, okay, like that's right. fine. That's fine.
Right.
I don't believe you on the yeah. first part, but yeah.
Yeah.
But she seems like a good deckhand.
Okay. Truly don't remember a single thing.
She didn't have much airtime.
Besides that she thinks Ben's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it.
All right. And then Kyle. He's Scottish.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a problem.
He's going to get arrested.
He's going to get arrested?
Yeah. That was actually my note. Kyle seems like he's going to get arrested.
He does look like someone who would get arrested.
Mm-hmm. Public indecency. Because like his like one clip in the intro is him like flashing his wiener.
Oh yeah, okay, that's why we got those vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, you're gonna have to like repeat yourself on the radio probably because you have such a thick accent.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see. But yeah, that was my first my first note about Kyle too. I was like, I don't know. And then is that it for the deck crew?
Yeah. And then I think we only have Anthony.
Chef Anthony. Thoughts?
I think if he doesn't have like a meltdown, he doesn't get fired by the middle of the second charter, he's mm-hmm. going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Because his food
has been banging.
Looks amazing.
I literally, that lobster pad Thai, I was like,
oh my God.
That looked so freaking good.
I know. I was like, I have like what's the internet tells me what that dish is, and I'm like, oh my God, that looks so fucking
wait,
good.
Tell us what it is.
Give me a second.
Because like I didn't look that up, but I'm like, I just know I would love that. That lobster looked so good. Oh my God, I want it.
So it's a deconstructed lobster pad Thai, mm-hmm. which is similar to lo mein. Egg noodles cooked in garlic, red onion, carrots, fish sauce, something called tamarind sauce, mm-hmm. brown sugar. And then when you have the eggs and all that cooking, you throw in some scrambled eggs, top with green onion, cilantro, and crushed peanuts, which I was never a big fan of crushed peanuts on food, mm-hmm. but you know, whatever.
I would eat it.
But basically, and they didn't really go into it, and I couldn't really find anything on it, but my guess was the deconstructed part was he made all of that, chopped it up, and put it on top of the lobster,
yes.
the broiled lobster, and that had to be so fucking good.
I know.
Had to be so
good. It had to be. It, like, had to be.
It looked phenomenal.
I'm gonna be honest. Like, that was, like, the first dish I've seen, which is, makes me think that the editing is better,
mm-hmm.
because I feel like there has been other chefs that had dishes that are just as good, but, like, just didn't get the right camera angle, and I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's all also they only have so many minutes,
right?
You know, if some girl has her boobs out and she's fighting someone, that's more interesting than, you know, tilapia.
That's true. Not to us though.
Yeah,
I'd rather see the tilapia for sure.
Yeah.
So that was also, yeah, so his food looks awesome. He gets a little overwhelmed and he's a little slow.
Yeah.
So, like you said, if he's got to get that together because he can't keep being as slow. I think there was, like, an hour and 20 minutes between, like, courses.
I think it was, like, an hour 45.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I would...
I might be wrong on that,
but unless I was, like, drinking and having a great time with my friends, I would be mad at that. How long?
Well, even, like... Especially if I was around my friends were drinking, I would just be like, you know what? Bring me out a shirt...
Charcuterie board?
Yeah, that's what I was trying not to say. Bring me out a coochie board.
Give me one of those charcuteries.
But like, just bring something out to distract right. me about how hungry I am.
Yes, that's exactly.
And how drunk I'm getting
yeah.
because I don't have that much
Give
food
me some mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Or like some cheese curds.
Yeah, for sure. What or else
like
could
a
they
cheese
give me?
Dip.
Ooh, they could give that to me. Chips and salsa. For sure. Yeah, so that was basically it there. I'm trying to think if there's any other, like, notes from the episode that we... Wait.
can't
did
see
you
that.
Oh, Lane can't see that. We've said that millions of times. My dad just texted me, so my texts come through my computer, and it said, "We're partying now."
Cool.
Oh my god. So yeah, we always love to tell dad stories. So that was just my dad literally just texted me, "We're partying now." The other day, I sent my mom a picture of my puppy, and my dad texts 2 hours later and he's like, "Where's my picture of Luna?"
Yeah.
Oh man.
It's like you were in the group chat.
No, I had only sent it to mom. But oh. I was like, I don't think he really cares or wants to keep seeing pictures of my puppy. You know, I thought mom would care more.
Yeah. Well, the other thing too is like, I always assume anything I tell mom or send mom or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, she'll show him.
She'll tell dad because I know like you and Brad tell each other everything.
Right.
Even when I say not to tell you stuff, he's like, yeah,
yeah,
I
told
her.
Yeah, you just have to assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need him to come back.
Yeah,
because a lot of our shit is broken, and he's the only one that's retired in the family.
Yeah,
and that's an issue when all of us work.
Yep, having someone retired in your family is so nice because, like today, for example, oh my god, today was so crazy.
That was hectic.
It was so hectic. I had my air dunks.
Your air dunks. You got ripped off at the shoe store.
I got my air ducks cleaned at the house, and I made Lane come over because I have to work. Like, I work from home, so I can't be like supervising these guys while I'm working. And then I have the puppy, and I also have another dog and two cats. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I just can't like tell these guys good luck. Like, I need help. So Lane works from home too, so luckily he was able to come over, and we were both working here and like switching off like supervising everything. But like, if my dad was here in the state, he would just be here. He doesn't have anything else to do.
Well, the other thing too is what time did they get done? Like 1 o'clock? They got here at like 8:30.
They were here for like 4.5 hours, almost 5 hours.
If dad was here, they would have been gone in an hour and a
half.
Yeah,
they would have been hustling.
Because he would have been like, what
what are you doing?
Type of clamp are you using there?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, they would have been out of here.
But they were here for so long, which makes me feel like my ducks were dirty.
Well, I mean, you never got them clean.
No. Did you know that's something you have to get done?
I didn't until this morning.
So. Yours are probably so full of shit.
They're probably just clogged completely.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, there's no way.
There's no way they could even vacuum yours out. Like, they're
there's no way. They would have to put, like, acid down there. Because the people that lived there before me
had, like, 1,000 animals.
They had a bunch of animals and never cleaned the house.
No.
When I moved in, me and mom had to clean, like, the walls where the dog would lay down. Yes. It was, like, a black streak.
Ew.
Yeah, like where Ollie's food is right now.
Yes, that's where their dog laid.
That's where their dog laid, and it was literally like a black rainbow.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I mean, I'm not the cleanest person ever, but anyways.
Anyways, yeah. So Lane, you gotta get that done or just accept your fate.
Burn it down.
Are we done? Are we done talking about this episode? Overall, the episode exceeded my expectations, and I'm really excited for the rest of the season.
Oh wait. Hang on. I have a special surprise.
Oh, no.
That I need to find, so...
A special surprise for me? Like, I don't even know what it is?
No, it's for everybody.
For everybody that's including me, or...
Well, yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm glad I remembered this.
Okay.
So, what I want to do for this season, and I know you don't drink a lot, which is fine, but maybe some of our viewers do.
Okay.
I want to start a Below Deck drinking game.
Okay.
And I have a few here, and we can keep coming up with them throughout the season. But I want our viewers to comment their ideas of, like, if this happens, take a drink. If this happens, take two drinks. If this happens, finish your drink. Stuff like that.
And you can play with alcohol or non-alcoholic beverages.
Or weed, or do whatever you want.
Yeah, you could literally turn it into, like, you could have, like, a Reese's cup.
Yeah.
Or an M&M.
Do whatever you want. It's a free country. We're having fun watching Below Deck.
It's a drinking game, but like also we could just corner the market on a lot of different kind of games.
Yeah.
A peanut butter M&M.
Or a whole jar of peanut butter every time. Wow. You're going to get full.
Or you could like chug a gallon of milk. No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
That would actually kill you probably. So.
It won't kill you, but you'll puke. I've watched the YouTube videos.
Okay.
So I have four here that I want to start with, and I really, really, really hope...
Four? You're going to start with four games?
No, like four rules.
Oh, okay, okay.
What do you think?
I thought you were literally thinking of different kind of drinking games, like you were doing a different kind every week, and I was like, wow, we're starting with four? That's way too many.
No, no, just four different rules, and then I really hope that our viewers give us suggestions we can add to the list.
Yep.
And we can keep it updated somewhere on our YouTube or social media or something.
Another idea I just had is we could start like a hashtag on like TikTok or something and be like Below Deck drinking game. And then we could just like see if you just clicked on that hashtag, you could see everybody's.
There you go.
I like that.
I like it too.
I'll try to participate. I'm back on social media, by the way. I took January off. I was going to maybe go for the whole year. Didn't want to do it. There was just, there are definitely pros and cons to social media. And I've just found there's like a little bit more pros than cons. You just have to like balance and make sure you focus on the pros of social media and not on the cons.
Yeah, you can't spend 6 hours a day on TikTok like right. I do.
Yeah.
So rule number one, if they blur nudity or there is nudity, one drink. So I'm talking
someone's naked.
Someone's naked.
That's really it. Just someone
really
being naked.
They don't really need to be, but they are. And this is more of an editing thing, but if you notice it, if they do like a drone shot, which is like up in the air above the port or the boat or whatever, that's one drink. Another one. Every time someone laughs at their own joke in the producer interview, two drinks.
Okay.
And if the producer talks in the producer interview,
I was just going to say that.
Finish your drink.
Oh, okay. I like those. Okay, so are you going to put those in the video, like so people can see? Like you're going to edit them in?
I guess.
Or like if he hasn't edited in here, we'll have them like you can put them in the caption.
I'll put it in the caption. Maybe if I'm feeling froggy, I'll put it in the video.
There we go. Yeah, but at least it'll be in the caption, and then I will also put it in the caption of podcast players. So if you're listening to this, I'll put that in the description as well. So we can keep up and I'll participate when I can. I actually really do try to watch the episodes live on Mondays. I need to get back to that because I really liked doing that and I just have gotten so busy. But I will try to follow along with you guys because I had fun talking to people on TikTok when I used to do that. So
yeah. So cool. If you have any and all ideas, put them in the comments. I really want this to be a thing because it seems really, really fun.
It does. Yeah. Well, that means you got to watch live.
Do I?
I mean, we won't even know if you do it if you don't watch it live.
Well, do you know when I watch it now?
Yeah, but you're just going to be drinking like by yourself? Like, I feel like it's more of like a community thing rather than a...
All right.
That is really weird. That was like so creepy almost.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
If there's anyone here with us.
Oh my god, I'm a little creeped out. I swear to God. I'm not joking, I just peed a little bit.
So fucking funny. Oh my god. I'm
crying. I swear to god, I did get the biggest adrenaline rush. Like I can feel it in my legs right now. My body, I was ready to run.
I... Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh. Guys, we gotta go. Like, this has been way too long.
Okay.
Are we ready to leave?
Yeah. Let's, yeah.
You're ready to leave or no?
Yeah, we're good. That was so funny.
Wow. This is even the end, maybe this is the end. I'm not sure how Lane's gonna edit this because this has been actually all over the place.
Yeah, let's do the outro right now.
Is that not what I'm doing?
Funny. Okay. Says the okay.
If you're still here, wow. As always, we love you. And we will see you next week, guys, hopefully we'll have it more together, but let's be honest, we won't. All right, bye.
See you then. Bye.